来讲呢，就是比较难处理。好看郑智射得非常漂亮，
晃过对方队员，球进了没有？哎呦，这个球！
European football fans may be surprised to learn that Hong Kong fields its own team in qualifying games for the FIFA World Cup, an Asian San Marino, if you will. The upshot of this is that sport and politics often overlap in Hong Kong, where rumbling tensions with mainland China play out on the football pitch and ring around stands during international games. In recent years, die-hard local fans have showed their true colours by booing, turning their backs, or staying seated every time the Chinese anthem is played prior to kickoff. This is despite the patriotic sing-song, known as the March of the Volunteers, technically belonging to Hong Kong too. These visible displays of localism, which peaked during home leg qualifiers against China, have even prompted the Hong Kong government to pass legislation making such acts of defiance illegal. Fortunately for all concerned, the tricky issue of how to abide by and enforce these laws won't be tested this summer, since neither Hong Kong nor China has managed to qualify for Russia. Hong Kong fans won't be surprised at all. Their team has never made the World Cup. However, their mainland counterparts would have expected more. Yes, this nation of 1.4 billion people has only qualified once before, back in 2002. But its football-mad president, Xi Jinping, has made the game a national priority, and even talked of China lifting the golden trophy by 2050. The silver lining for Beijing is that these scenes of political and patriotic unrest in its special administrative region won't now be broadcast around the world. Meanwhile, for fans in Hong Kong, they can avoid the divisive and highly politicized dilemma of whether or not to support the motherland. But that does beg the question, who do Hong Kongers support in the World Cup? If you ask the average man or woman on the street, they may well reply, what World Cup? Basketball is the king of sports in Hong Kong, and far more local fans will have woken up early to watch the recent NBA finals than are currently staying up late for the World Cup. Yet the world's most popular sport does have a few local quirks in its favour that go beyond an extensive and diverse expat community. Football fever tends to strike the city every 4 years, as the city's gamblers seize an excuse for a sporting flutter. Betting in Hong Kong is restricted to horse racing, but the Jockey Club has made an exception for the beautiful game. Then there is the pull of the regional soft power heavyweights, Japan and Korea. Hong Kong's obsession with everything Nippon resulted in an audible roar erupting around the city during Japan's 2-1 win against Colombia in its first group game. And given historical ties, England can also expect to get plenty of support. However, the city's old colonial ruler is facing increasingly strong competition from other European footballing powers. Success on the pitch, or lack of it in England's case, can partly explain why German and French colours and kits appear to outnumber the Three Lions and Flag of St. George in Hong Kong. But another reason for this is the preeminent international schools from these countries that turn out thousands of local children with strong cross-cultural connections. Lining up against a multi-ethnic, fully French-speaking back four during a friendly kickabout is a regular fixture in Hong Kong, and a soft power victory for Paris, irrespective of the final result in Moscow on the 15th of July. But in truth, every country can expect to attract plenty of support in multicultural Hong Kong, and China would be no different. President Xi Jinping is no doubt already planning for a better showing in 2022. A long run for China in the World Cup would be a great way to get everyone united behind one team. Although that is, unless Hong Kong qualify too. The success of Iceland in reaching the finals, a nation of under 350,000 people, roughly equivalent to a new town in Hong Kong, has allowed some football fans in this city to dream big.
For Monocle in Hong Kong, I'm James Chambers.